أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقتلهم الأنبياء بغير حق ونقول ذوقوا عذاب الحريق ذلك بما قدمت أيديكم وأن الله ليس بظلام للعبيد. Previously, yesterday, we read the beginning ayat of the ruku, that on the occasion when Allah revealed the ayat, that Allah heard that these Jews, they said that Allah Ta'ala is poor, Allah, and that they are rich. And the occasion when that ayat was revealed, and for what it was revealed. So Allah Ta'ala says this is a very serious crime that they had committed, that is making a mockery, na'uzu billah, of Allah Ta'ala. We should understand that to make a joke, mockery of anything of deen, of Allah Ta'ala, of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, any sunnat, any command of deen is equal to kufr. And we must be very careful about that. We should not mock, make a joke about anything about deen. Yeah, Allah explains that when they said that, that was a very great crime. And Allah shows now that this crime is so great that further Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَتْلَهُمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءَ بِغَيْرِ حَقْ. اور جو خون کیے ہیں انہوں نے انبیاء کے ناحق. And that they had killed the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam in a very wrong way with no reason. Every Nabi comes only for the goodness of people, to save them from the azab of Allah Ta'ala, from punishment in the akhirat, in this dunya. And to kill such a person who is your well-wisher through and through is one of the worst crimes. So Allah is equating this crime of theirs, of mockery of deen, with that of killing the Anbiya. We can well understand what a serious crime it is to kill a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. This making a mockery of deen is also a guna, just like that. Also, as it comes in the Hadith Sharif, three types of people will be given the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah. The one will be that person who a Nabi killed, or who killed a Nabi. That shows how terrible that guna is. Equal to that guna is the one who takes photographs, who makes photos. And today, unfortunately, this has become so easy on the phone. Any person, good people also, just it comes in their mind to take a photo of anything. Whether it is a baby, whether it is a child, this Qurbani time to take photos of the Qurbani animals, to take a photo of a kitten, of anything like that, that guna is equal to that guna of killing a Nabi, or whom a Nabi kills. And the third, the worst punishment on the day of Qiyamah, for those people who are the evil leaders of the people, who are leading people to wrong. Their guna is also equal, like killing a Nabi. So here Allah Ta'ala shows that mocking of deen is equal to the guna of killing Anbiya. And here one question arises, which the Mufassirin explain, that they made a mockery of Allah Ta'ala to say that Allah is poor and we are rich. This was in the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the killing of the Anbiya had taken place by their forefathers many years, hundreds of years before that. And the connection between the two is that any person who is happy with any guna, he gets the same guna of committing that guna. So one time, Imam Zahabi rahmatullah alayh, who was a great, great imam, somebody was speaking to him, and he expressed his happiness about Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu being martyred, assassinated. So he told him, your guna is equal to those people who killed Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And it comes clearly in the Hadith Sharif that any person who is happy with whichever action of other people, no matter where it took place, no matter when it took place, he gets the same return as those people. If he's happy with good work that is taking place anywhere in the world, now in the past, he gets the same sawab of those who were in that work. And if he's happy with any guna, then he gets the same guna as those people who were in that. Just like that with the World Cup, those who did not go, but they were happy with what is happening, they were following the scores, etc., they also get the same guna as though they were part of it. So we must be very careful about these things. Anywhere, any wrong that is taking place, and we are happy with that wrong. Some birthday party, somewhere else, somewhere there is photos being taken, where there's music taking place, man and woman mixing, no parda, etc. And we are happy with that gathering, or if we are part of that gathering, we get the same guna as those people who are participants there. In the same way, those people who are doing wrong in our deen, whether even they are the leaders of the community, they are the scholars, but they are doing wrong, and we meet with them happily, and we socialize with them, we get the same guna as those people. Though we are not committing that guna, but we get the same guna as what those people are committing, that guna. And for these people, those who made a mockery of Allah Ta'ala and those who killed the Anbiya, وَنَقُولُ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ الْحَرِيقِ or kahenge chakho azab, jaldi aag ka. When we'll tell him, go now and taste of the burning fire of Jahannam. That will be the punishment. They will be put into the fire of Jahannam and they will be taunted that go now and go and taste this fire. What your actions were, that is now what you are going to get. You made a mockery of Allah Ta'ala, you killed the Anbiya, now this is your punishment for that. And all this is no zulm from Allah Ta'ala. ذَلِكَ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ یہ بدلہ اس کا ہے جو تم نے اپنے ہاتھوں آگے بھیجا. This is a return for what you had sent forward for yourself in front. You did your actions and now this is what your actions have led you to. This is your own actions. You have brought it on yourself. Allah doesn't make zulam on anyone in any way whatsoever. It is what you did and what you your actions were. Now go and taste this punishment. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ اور اللہ ظلم نہیں کرتا بندوں پر. And Allah Ta'ala doesn't make any zulam on any of His servants. The question of Allah making zulam is out of the question. Zalam is the superlative. Like we say somebody is tall, taller, tallest, like that comparison. So one is to be a zalim, to do wrong, and zalam to do more wrong. So Allah says He doesn't do any wrong whatsoever to anyone. Yeah, it doesn't mean that Allah doesn't make a lot of zulam. Na'uzubillah, that Allah makes a little zulam. But Allah doesn't make lot zulam. That is not the meaning at all. The meaning is that Allah does not make any zulam whatsoever. Or some ulama have said that zalam is what is called isme nisbat. That is connection with a certain place or person or time, etc. So Allah got no connection with zulam whatsoever. Like somebody we say is Baghdadi, that is a person of Baghdad, for example. Somebody is an African, he's from the continent of Africa. Like that connection with that. So Allah got no connection with zulam whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala is free of that totally. So we should be very careful that we, not only that we don't commit guna, we must not associate with people who commit guna also. We must not be happy with what they are doing. Wherever what we say, for example, just leave them now. They are children, let them carry on. Let them do what they want to. We are part of that guna. They are wearing wrong clothes, etc. They are doing the wrong things. And we just keep quiet and we try and sweep it under the carpet. We are the same sinners like those people who are committing the sin. Though we are not committing the sin, but we are the same. The guna of ours is the same. So we should take great heed of this. And all this is clear that this dunya's life is very short. And the returns will be all in the akhirat. And there we will have to see. And that life will never come to an end. If we have to commit this gunas, we will commit them once, twice, 10 times, 100,000 times. But akhirat, we'll have to suffer for it forever and ever if we don't make tawbah. Therefore, to make tawbah regularly, to refresh our iman, especially in these times of fitna, is very, very important that we read our kalimas every morning, every night, and we make lot of tawbah and istighfar. For many times we commit gunas which we don't even know we are making the guna. Especially with the cell phone messages which come to us, we are forwarding the message, spreading it, sometimes wrong things we are also sending in front to others. We are part of that very big guna. So we should make a lot of tawbah and istighfar. May Allah protect our iman, and may Allah make our dunya's life also pleasant, and much more important, our life of akhirat, which is the real life. May Allah make it easy for us there also. Wa akhiru da'wana.